listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com. Good evening and welcome to a special Thursday edition of your OSF Game of the Week and the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios tonight from Hoopston Area High School, the Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers welcome in the Oakwood Comets for gridiron play here in Week 6 for Vermilion Valley Conference action. Alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker with you this evening. Will, I tell you, you know, we're now after this weekend, two-thirds of the way through the season. And it's been exciting. We've seen a couple teams rise to the occasion, kind of get up in the standings a little farther than maybe what we anticipated. Some teams a little down in the standings. And then we have the Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers, which we knew that they were going to be in rebuild mode here. But they've got some fun playmakers on this team. If they can get started, then maybe they can make some waves here. They lost by 5 last week to a Buffaloes team that's playing invigorated this season. Maybe now that they've got 3 wins in their last 8-9 games, you know, so they're playing a little bit better. They're maybe hoping to take the same blueprint and apply it to their team here.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, no one wants to be 0-5. Let's say that right out of the gate. That's not how you want your season to start, but every rep is valuable. You're going to get some players some experience going forward, and they said they have some fun, hard-working players. One guy I enjoyed watching when I was here in week 2 was Rosiah Jones. Mm-hmm. Really athletic kid, can make some real shifty moves out there. If they get the ball to him in space, he's got potential to make a big play. Good hard runner. And Cardenius too, they've got some good ball players, so I think they're going to give the home crowd something to watch here tonight.
Where it's and where they've had their good, let's put it this way, their good play over the last couple of years. They've had one of the better lines in the Vermilion Valley Conference, has Hoopston Area, Armstrong Potomac. They are missing a few of those guys. Those guys graduated. They've got some meat on that line there, but they're again trying to build, trying to make sure that they can be a cohesive unit. That team that went 5-5 here just a few years back, that was what really their bread and butter was. They allowed enough time for their quarterback to make some plays. He was very athletic. You need time whenever you don't necessarily have the top-tier guys out there, and that's where it's going to be won and lost tonight is with that line.
I think that's every football game, right? You win or lose it in the trenches. And for a team that's struggled, I think, offensively, where Hoopston has against some of the more powerhouse teams in the conference, that losing that battle in the trenches just has so many domino effects. Your quarterback doesn't have time, throwing off your back foot, short the pass, now it's intercepted. And if you look at some of the stats, I think they've fallen victim to a handful of turnovers through the air this year. I'm sure that's something they're going to try and cut back a little bit on here tonight.
In Oakwood's case, they start the season out 3-0. Look like they're going to be one of the world beaters out there. They had a nice opening couple of opening third of the season. Last 2 weeks, though, come back down to earth, and it's been a little bit of a slap in the face. You know, the game against Clifton Central probably a little bit more competitive last week. Homecoming embarrassed on their home field against Westville. They're looking to take that out on somebody this week. If we see them come out of the gate firing on all cylinders, it may be a long night for the folks in blue.
Yeah, it seems like when Oakwood's gone up maybe against a little lesser opponent or a team rebuilding, getting some of their, you know, underclassmen some playing time here in the season, that those are the games that they've kind of coasted to, won easily, been in good shape throughout it. The two teams at the top of the conference, Clifton Central and Westville, really do seem to be powerhouses. They got a 2-game lead in the conference over everybody else behind them. So maybe those just two teams are just so much better than everybody else this year that Oakwood just isn't quite up to that elite status. And if, like you were saying, homecoming loss, trying to rebound against an 0-5 team, a steep hill for the Corn Jerkers to climb tonight. And probably if you're on the Oakwood coaching staff, you're saying this could be our get-right game.
Absolutely. And, of course, those two teams going to go at it tomorrow night for really the one up in the conference, probably for all intents and purposes for the conference crown, as everybody else would be two games back. The only other team that would beat them would be as if the winner loses the last two games and then the other team wins out to retake the lead. But
if you look at their schedules going
right,
throughout the rest of the year,
it's going to be tough, yeah.
It looks like after tomorrow night's Westville BHRA game, both of those teams have favorable schedules. You've got to play the game. You've still got to win. Can't take any team lightly. But if you're just looking at record-wise, who they're going up against.
Definitely some separation there. So we've got more coming up in your State Farm Agent Curdell's pregame. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Curdell's is there. Visit his office at Liberty Lane in Danville or contact Kurt for a quote at 217-446-8039. The only game locally on the football slate tonight. We'll take a look at the MedPlus Pharmacy game prescription coming up. Also, the Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. Latos Hardware game build-up and the national anthem courtesy of Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. It's all coming up in our State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store and drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
When skies are threatening and watches or warnings are in play, listen for the ServPro Severe Skywatch Weather Bulletin. Contact ServPro at 443-0077 or go to ServProVermilionCounty.com. When severe weather breaks out, we break in with the ServPro Severe Weather Bulletin on Ileana's Weather Choice, WITY.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad Baker, Will Schell with you. And time for our game prescription by courtesy of MedPlus Pharmacy. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. Give Fidelis and his team at MedPlus Pharmacy a call, 217-431-6662, or visit 511 West Fairchild in Danville, open until 7 this evening and tomorrow, and then until 3 on Saturday. And Will, Oakwood Comets, coached by former Chicago Bear Cameron Lee, he's in his fourth season, has a record of 15-18. Comets coming off a 5-5 season a year ago. Playoff entry, they started off with a 27-26 squeaker against Moments, followed by thrashings at Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 51-8, Watsika 48-13, before a rough 2 weeks, last couple of weeks against the unbeatens, Clifton Central on the road 35-21. Last week at home in a game heard here against Westville to the tune of 63-28 the entire second half on a running clock. They're 3-2 now. They've got Salt Fork, BHRA, other 3-2 teams left to play this season. This one looms huge here the possibility we could have five playoff teams out of the VVC, but it's not going to be much fun if three of those are going to be 5-4 and on the road.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Week 10.
Yeah, and when you think about, like, it's just the conference, the top of the conference might be out of reach for the 3-2 teams, just looking at the way the schedules are going to break down. Yeah. So these games now are all really about that playoff seeding. Can you get that home game? What do you think about being a high school kid?
Yeah.
Playoff game at home, not having to travel. When I had my playoff game in high school, I had a 3-hour bus ride. We were up at 5 in the morning. I mean, the crowd we went up against was bigger than anyone we saw in our conference games.
Sure.
So getting a home field playoff game is a big deal. And if you're Oakwood, this is a game you got
to
win.
I've had a couple of those trips to the Metro East. I've had a trip to Quincy Notre Dame. I've had a trip to Rochester. You know, I've had some of those trips where you're going an hour and a half, 2 hours, 4 hours away. We've seen that last year. Westville had it, you know, and so it's tough to be able to get in the right mental frame of mind whenever you're confined to a 66 passenger bus for 4 hours, you know, with maybe a stop or two in between. But even then, you know, you're just prolonging the magic there. Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, they've got a whole other slew of issues on their plate here. They're led by Chip Glass. He's in his first season as head coach. Still looking for his first victory here. They took over for Carrick McDonald, who was 8-19 in three seasons as coach. They lost a close one week one to Iroquois West, 21-20. Pummeled by Salt Fork in a game heard here from week two, 41-0. Lost to BHRA 40-6. Moments, a little closer game, 43-22. Last week, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman knocked them off, 27-22. Remainder of their schedule, 14-6 record as we stand right now, and that's with 1-4 Watseka at the end. They've got the two unbeatens left. So it's going to be a very, very difficult road the rest of the way. This, you figure, even at a 3-2 team that's licking its wounds right now, may still be a little more favorable matchup than probably what they have a lot of the rest of the time that they have in the season here.
Yeah, until that last week, like you said, and you're at home today. This is a good chance to get your first win. They're going to have to really execute well, I think, especially on the defensive side of the ball, because it looks like when Oakwood gets it going, they can run it or pass it. They got skill positions in both that can hurt you in both ways, so they're going to have a really good defensive game plan. And we mentioned in our first segment, winning that battle up front, they're going to have to get a little push up on that D-line just to keep that running game slowed down. And if they can get any pressure on Wallace, Oakwood's quarterback, that's going to hopefully settle down that passing game.
And we saw that in abundance last week with that Westville defense swarming him and really taking him out of their gameplay early. Recent meetings between these two squads, the last two went to Oakwood, a 54-16 thrashing last year. 34-30 win in 23, a little closer. That was the game here. Then in 22 and 21, Corn Jerkers winners, 42-0 in 22, 29-27 in 21. The COVID year, they did not play. And then back in 2019, a 54-12 win for the Comets. So a little bit of a mixed recent history for these two squads. And, you know, you figure, hey, you know, if you throw out all the records, you throw it out, and you just worry about tonight's game, you start out 0-0, that may be the mentality, best mentality for the Corn Jerkers here to take. We've got a check-in with your Vermilion County scheduled scoreboard coming up. Also, Latos Hardware, last look at the tail of the tape. Big thanks to MedPlus Pharmacy for your game prescription. We'll be back in 2 minutes with more State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame here on WITY.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. sprain, or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
Stay up to date with the latest farm markets news and trends with WITY's Ag Team. This is Dennis Michelson with over 3 hours of farm programming every day. WITY is Ileana's choice when it comes to the information you need. Be sure to listen to Farmgate with Stu Ellis every weekday, 12:15, and Down on the Farm, where we talk to the experts to learn about the latest ag technology, news, and events in our region. The WITY Ag Team, the most boots on the ground in Ileana.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show here on WITY. Alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker, we're back with you for your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Time for your Surf Pro Vermilion County schedule scoreboard in Danville, Vermilion County. Call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. Lone game on the slate tonight. They moved this one to Thursday due to the official shortage. Sometimes you're going to have that happen. Curious choice to put it on Thursday night instead of Saturday afternoon, but probably a little more convenient for those that want to have their weekends free. But worked out really nice tonight. I know that they had soccer in the field just to the south of us beforehand, so soccer maybe trying to fuel the crowd a little bit coming over from the soccer game. I believe they also had volleyball. I thought I saw volleyball over here earlier. I may be wrong on that, but I think there, again, a lot of athletes in action tonight, so they may have a little spillover here at Hoopston. Tomorrow, the rest of the slate, pretty much the rest of the slate, BHRA at Watseka. You have Clifton Central at Westville in the Battle of the Unbeatens. You got Iroquois West, Georgetown, Ridge Farm, Chrisman, one of those teams. Maybe going to look a little better after tomorrow night. You've got Salt Fork at Moments. Salt Fork, big game there for them to try to get back into the swing of things here. Danville hosting Champaign Central. Parris welcomes in Newton. It's Ryan Toole at Pontiac. Sullivan at Tri-County. Unity at Prairie Central. IBC at PBL. Monticello at St. Joe Ogden. Villa Grove hosting Argentina Orienta. Then Saturday, eight-man action for Milford Sista Park. They host Macon Meridian. So only one to really keep an eye on tonight here. That makes my job easier. That's look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule and scoreboard. And as I mentioned, Will, that battle tomorrow night I think is the one that everybody's going to have their eyes on.
Yeah, how could you not? It's almost a de facto conference title game. I know there's still the rest of the season to come, but if you look at their track records – going leading up to this, you get the 2-5-0 teams with favorable schedules going out. Feels like a mid-season conference title game, and I think that's going to be one that everyone's going to be paying close attention to.
Absolutely, absolutely. So they're getting ready here. Well, let's take one look here. Oh, I forgot too. We also have I didn't even get it on there, but we do have high school football over on the Indiana side tomorrow night, too, to talk about. They've got Attica at Riverton Park, Park Heritage at North Vermilion. You've got Fountain Central at South Vermilion, maybe the best one of the night, both those teams 2-4. Covington at Seeger, 4-2 at 5-1, but at Seeger. And then you've got Benton Central, 0-6, hosting Rensselaer Central, 4-2. That one will probably be over before our game's over tonight. Sorry, Benton Central fans. That's probably bad of me. But We share your plight, definitely. I tell you what, we will go ahead and take a timeout. When we come back, we will take a look at the Latos Hardware, last look, tail of the tape. Then we also got the national anthem, courtesy of the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program coming up. Kickoff for our OSF Game of the Week coming up here in about 10 minutes on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken, bacon, ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in Store.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show alongside Will Schell, Chad Baker with you. Let's take a last look at the tape here, courtesy of Latos Hardware in Westville. Visit Latos Hardware in Westville for those hard-to-find items. Make sure you say hi to Fifi while you're there. If not, she'll probably shun you the next time you come in. So, Oakwood looks to right the ship, Will. They can do it by reestablishing that strong run game. Kyler Johnson looked anything but Kyler Johnson last week. And it's against that was against a tough Westville defensive front. By taking pressure off of Alex Wallace, they can make throws downfield and spread it out a little bit more. Last week, Wallace felt that pressure and wasn't able to connect a lot. Oakwood can get back to a more balanced offensive attack this week. If you're a Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac, you're looking to get anything going right now. Losing to Iroquois West and Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman tells that grim story of where this program is. And the third coach in five seasons, they're that far removed from their most recent playoff appearance as well. And things were really looking good at that point in time, you know, for that this program. Tailor the game to their strengths. You got to go, you know, fundamentals, basic run game, chip it away, work on the defense and limit the mistakes, you know, whenever you have teams that just don't have the big playmakers. And they do have a couple playmakers, as you mentioned, Rosiah Jones and Nick Cardenas, going to make some things happen out there. Zachary Hutchell at quarterback, if he can stay out of the hairy parts of the Oakwood defense, he may be able to make some things happen too. And they put up some points. It's not like they've had really just like two of the five games where they've really been out of it. Everything else has been, you know, there's been some fight in them. So if they get past this, you know, there again, it's going to be a struggle here the rest of the season. They need to do it while they have their opportunities here.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you mentioned limiting mistakes. I think that's really important. Mm-hmm. Their quarterback's got 9 interceptions this year. If you have multiple turnovers against a team like Oakwood, I think they're probably going to take advantage of that, especially as you mentioned again. This is kind of their get-right game after last week. So I think Hutchell needs to be smart with the ball. If they can establish the run, I think taking some long time possession killing drives will be really important just to kind of manage the game flow. You don't want to have these quick turnovers. You don't want these quick change situations mm-hmm. where you can really have the score kind of get away from you quick.
Absolutely. We got 77 with fair conditions here at just before kickoff. Then tonight, overnight 59, mostly clear, light south wind, so nothing major weather-wise that should impact them here tonight. Thanks for tuning in for the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. We've got the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program with the national anthem on the way. And kickoff just moments away here from Hoopston between the Corn Jerkers and the Oakwood Comets. That's coming up on WITY.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermilion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville. UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood. Latos Hardware in Westville. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. The Store in Catlin. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program. Integrity Vending. State Farm Agent Ross Webb in Danville.
MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville, and ServPro of Vermilion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermilion Valley Football, featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field. And the kickoff, we're underway here. Nathan Young with a little donkey, donkey, donk. Right down the middle of the field. It is brought back by Felix Rivera to the 34-yard line.
Kind of a short bouncing kick. It's actually a nice play by Rivera to go up and high point the ball after it took an awkward bounce.
Welcome to your OSF Game of the Week on WITY Danville. Chad Baker, Will Schell. See at the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac has the first possession, and it is a handoff and met with authority in the backfield, breaking through number 54 for the Comets, Cooper Lapp, and we talked about him a lot last week. The couple times that he was able to win the battle on the line, he was in the backfield on Westville early on. And it's a loss of five.
Yeah, he just exploded through the line on that one. I don't even know if anybody touched him.
I believe that was Cardenas as the ball carrier, wasn't it?
I believe you are correct there, Chad. We're going to go with it.
So second and 15 from the shotgun. Blue on blue with blue helmets is the Corn Jerkers. From the shotgun, Hutchell. A little flip out. Cardenas gets the flip, and he's going to be up close to first down territory. He's down at the 43, needed the 44 for a first down, so he'll bring up a third and one, pick up a 14.
Well-executed option there. Quarterback pitches it just at the right time to Rivera, and he gets a nice big chunk gain there on second down when they were looking at a long play.
You're right, it was Kurt Rivera. I'm going to have trouble keeping track of these numbers tonight here. We've got about four or five. Well, of course, they give us a lot of different playmakers that they're running. Got a single receiver out to the left. Guys hanging off the line here. Just offset kind of in those tight end positions. Now they'll move to the middle from the shotgun. And this is a direct snap to Cardenas, who is dropped back for a loss. Back at the 38. Loss of four.
Another big tackle by Cooper Lapp, and he just is shooting through that A-gap with incredible speed. And, you know, they tough play for Hoopston because it's third and short, and now you've got fourth and five. Mm-hmm. Not what you wanted there. Not at all what you wanted, because now it's do or die from the 40.
And it looks like Cardenas is going to be back. Will he punt it, though? He's going to. He gets it off barely. It gets a good punt. Takes a nice Hoopston area. Armstrong Potomac bounce back to just shy of the 20. Oakwood comes up for a first and 10 set. They wear their white jerseys, purple pants, white helmets tonight.
White helmets is a clean look for the Comets. Every game I've done with them, they've had purple. I like the white look, reminiscent of the Colts.
There you go.
The shoulder stripes.
9:19 left to go, opening quarter here. We're starting at the 20.
Wise decision to punt there. And now
almost got a hand on it there. They may have needed an extra yard in there to really make it clean. From the pistol, Wallace with Perez in motion, single receiver out to each side. The handoff goes to Kyler Johnson. He's up the near side, turns upfield, and gets tripped up. He's going to be down at about the 34. 4, pickup of 13, 1st and 10 for the Comets.
Straight ahead power running there for the Comets. The little zone running scheme to the outside. And he had a lot of green grass off to his left as he takes it up the sideline. Pretty easy first down run on Oakwood's first play of the game.
They'll send 3 out to the right, 1 to the left. That is Young. Once again from the pistol, Wallace with Johnson behind him for 1st and 10 from the 34. Claps his hands, receives football. Johnson, after getting impacted initially, is now going to break one up the sideline. 30, 20, 10, 5, slows up, but still gets in for the touchdown. 6-0, barring no penalties. I see no flags on the play. Kyler Johnson with a 66-yard touchdown run, and the Comets strike first.
Incredible run there by Kyler Johnson as he again breaks it away to his left side. Hoopston brought the heat on the blitz. They sent about 3 people up the A and B gap right up the middle, but Oakwood blocked just enough to give Kyler Johnson enough time to cut it outside, and once he did, it was untouched. Sprint into the end zone for Kyler Johnson.
Going for 2, Wallace from the pistol. And it's going to put it up. Connects with Young on the far right side. In for the touchdown. Or in for the 2-point conversion, as it were. So Wallace to Young.
Yeah, nice little out route there by Young. Pretty simple pass route, but they cleared him out with the receivers on the other side going the opposite direction. So Young was wide open for that 2-point conversion, and he just walks it in. Nice easy pass for Wallace for his first attempt, so he's 1-for-1. As well as Mr. Young getting the 2-point conversion.
8:28 left to go, opening quarter, 8-0. We'll keep it here. It was a 2-play, 79-yard drive. Kyler Johnson, 66-yard touchdown run. Wallace to Young on the 2-point conversion through the air. 3 yards, 8-0 Oakwood. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios tonight, wherever you may be. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a Thursday. A little pooch punt from, or pooch kick from Young. That is taken at the 40 and brought up to the 47. Kind of a scrum, but good job there by Rosiah Jones on the return. Maybe an unexpected return for Jones there as he was pretty far up in the pack. And good field position for Hoopston.
Yeah, he was in, like, the wedge-setting position, so he fielded that ground ball like a shortstop and just ran straight ahead and got what he could. Good special teams play there because that could have easily, if you're not ready for it, that hits you in the face mask, and that's going the other way.
It was a 3-and-out the first round for the Corn Jerkers. They are at the 47 for a 1st and 10. Hutchell, that's the other seesaw that we face tonight. Hutchell on Hoopston, Air Armstrong Potomac, pronounced Huckel and Oakwood. That's going to be Rosiah Jones up across midfield up to the 46. It's a pickup of 7. Spelled the same, pronounced different, same county. We don't try to explain it to anybody. We don't talk about it. It gets stuck back in.
We don't get hazard pay
The family lore of whenever they came over. But it's Hutchell here. It's Huckel down in Oakwood. And we do have a Huckel on the Oakwood Comets. 2nd and 3, 46-yard line of Oakwood, stands the Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers. As Rivera going out, now rolling over is Hutchell. Now he's in no man's land. He's going to get sacked by... that was number 80, Young.
Yeah, and Emmett Grimm was in on it as well. Really good play by Young as the edge rusher there. He had kind of set the edge, so when Hutchell tries to get away from Emmett there, he had nowhere to go, and then he's met rudely by both of them for a big loss. This is the second time we've seen the Corn Jerkers get a positive play, and then 1 or 2 plays later, a big negative one sets them way back. And now they're 3rd and behind the chains. Looks like it's 3rd and 12.
Loss of 9 for Hutchell. He's got a quartet to the left. Now he's going to send Cardenas a motion. It's a sweep. Nope, it's a screen and a batted away from the intended target, Rivera. That was Young coming up, skying through.
Yeah, almost a Max Crosby-like play as he leaps in the air to...
Excuse me, that was Cardenas.
Bounce the ball, or tip the ball away, and he nearly picked it off. The ball was tipped so high in the air, he actually ended up having a play on it.
So now fourth and 12, and this is... Cardenas back. He's going to punt it away, going towards the sideline. That goes out of bounds.
Yeah, back to return was Jathan Perez, one of the Comets' better receivers, and it looked like he was just kicking away from him there. They didn't want to give him a chance to return that punt at all.
Looks like 31-yard line is where they're going to mark that. So another three and out for the Corn Jerkers here.
Yeah, and we'll see... Oakwood didn't have to throw the ball. They did on their two-point conversion try, but they ran the ball with ease on that last drive. It always helps when you have a 60-plus yard touchdown run, but we'll see if they try to get into the passing game or stick with what worked on that first drive.
6:35 left to go, opening quarter. It's already 8-0 Comets lead. First and 10 from the 31. Wallace going to flip out to Johnson. Open field, and he is going to pause. He had a little bit of an opening that started closing on him as there was kind of a little bit of an apex there with three defenders, and I believe that was number five. That was Parker Watson coming in on as part of that. And goes to the 36-yard line of Hoopston area.
Yeah, another huge run.
33-yard pickup, over 100 yards now for Kyler Johnson.
Yeah, that last play, they put a receiver in motion, got the Corn Jerkers off defense going one way. They just do a straight pitch to Kyler Johnson going the other direction, and it paid off big dividends on a huge run for Kyler, his second huge run of the early half of this quarter.
Twins left, single receiver to the right. They're going to put it in the air to Perez. Perez breaks through. And he's got some wheels. He's going to go, knocked out of his. It's wide open and into the end zone. Touchback for Hoopston area as Perez fumbled it at like the one, had it knocked out. And then we just had to wait for a body to go on it. The first jersey there was blue. So we have a touchback.
Yeah, it was a very well-executed receiver screen. Jathan Perez comes inside, catches it. The blocking was there, and it looked like he was going to use his incredible wheels to get in the end zone, but an incredible hustle play by the Corn Jerkers defense, and that pops the ball out. It squirts into the end zone, and the Corn Jerkers dive on it to recover it in one of the oddest rules in football. But it is now a touchback for the Corn Jerkers, so... Tough break for the Comets, but that might breathe a little life into the Corn Jerkers here as they start from the 20-yard line.
Trips right, got Twins to the left, and Hutchell all alone in the backfield from the shotgun for first and 10 with 5:39 left to go. They'll send, this is number 14 out, that is Hall.
That one's completed to Cardenas right over the middle.
Cardenas had ankle biters out there and got up to about the 28, pickup of 8. Cardenas has put up some nice stats here this year. He's consistently been one of the big playmakers for this Corn Jerker squad. They can get him started and going in the right direction. They may make some things happen. Hutchell's going to be lined up out in the wide receiver position. Cardenas in the backfield. Direct snap, going to go up the middle.
He's met quickly by a big defender there for the Comets. Number 68, Carrillo Gage. Nice play by the big junior there. Another play in the backfield. That's going to set up a third down and 3.
So it's a loss of a yard.
Cardenas had the one catch for a gained yard. I think every time he's taken a direct snap or had the ball handed he's off to him, he's lost a yard. So.
Yeah. He's currently 10 under. Man in motion for the corn jerkers. Now trip quartet out to the left and a batted ball. Hutchell just could not get that pass up high enough. And number 71, Enos Walker, the junior, got a hand on it.
Looked like they were trying to set up a screen, the corn jerkers there, as about three or four of the Oakwood defensive linemen just got a free pass into the backfield. But one of them was smart enough to stay back. And as you said, 71 tipped the ball up in the air and foiled the screen attempt.
Cardenas going to get a punt off, gets that one off, may have even had a hand on it. That one ends up sailing into the Oakwood bench right around midfield.
Yeah, going to be some good field position for the Comets. They're probably a little mad at themselves after that fumble as they were about to take a two-score lead, but quick three and out for them and get the ball in good field position probably was the remedy the Oakwood Comets coaching staff was hoping to get after that fumble.
So another three and outs thus far for the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers. First and 10 from the 47 of Hoopston area for the Oakwood Comets. And they send Furry in motion out to the left side, and he gets tripped up, but gets positive yardage. He stumbles ahead to the 40, just shy of the 45.
Yeah, Furry had a lot of running room. It's actually a great tackle there by Cardenas in the backfield, just a shoestring tackle, get him down. And if he doesn't get his hand on his feet there, Furry might have been running for a while. He only gets 1 yard on that, so a great defensive play, great open field tackle by their star on offense, and now maybe on defense too for Cardenas and the Corn Jerkers.
So second and 9. Twins right, twins left. Man motion is Perez. He's going to run around the backfield. And going to hand it to Johnson. Johnson runs into a very, very blue brick wall.
Yeah, swarm of defenders again. Oakwood tries to use a little pre-snap motion to change the eyesight of the defenders and the corn jerkers. This time their eyesight was very disciplined. They met the running back in the backfield right away, and he's going to lose 2 yards. On that carry, setting up a third and long. First third and long the Comets have seen today.
He's down to 110 yards on 4 carries. So that really, really wrecked his yards per carry.
So his average just took a hit.
Yeah. From the pistol, Wallace drops back, feeling the pressure. And he's not going to get it off. He's tackled all the way back to the 38.
Yeah, good time for a blitz there by the corn jerkers, and they hit pay dirt on it.
And they're going to mark at the 40, saying he made the effort there, but still a loss of 11. So the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac defense stepping up and showing some spunk out there. They're fighting, they're battling, they know what they've got here tonight. An Oakwood offense that, if given the opportunity, they'll turn it on. And now they'll punt away. Young punts, and it takes a nice Oakwood roll. Rolls out of bounds. Minute 36 left here, opening quarter. It's 8-0 Oakwood, and another first and 10 for Hoopston area after the three and out.
So after an easy first possession for the Oakwood offense, looked like they were going to have an easy second possession, but the Jathan Perez fumble cost them dearly. And now that seemed to breathe a little life into the Corn Jerkers defense, because then they forced a three and out. Now here comes the big test for the Corn Jerkers. They've yet to get a first down today. This is the time for them to kind of get things going. If they can even put a little drive together, get some points, now we got a ball game.
Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. Minute 36 left. 8-0. Oakwood here in first quarter action from Hoopston. We'll be back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got had an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
It's ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Back for your OSF game of the week. 8-0 Oakwood leads Hope-Scenery Armstrong Potomac. Facing a 1st-and-10 from their 29. And they've had 3-3 and outs, the Corn Jerkers have. Trying to get maybe a little bit of a game plan together here, a little extra time to discuss what they want to do here with their field position. And this time it's Cardenas, direct snap back, and he's going to go to the left side, and he gets positive yardage, but he ends up going airborne and pick up about 3.
So a lot of this wildcat formation we've seen early on in this first quarter for the Corn Jerkers. Not as much Hutchell taking snaps, but Cardenas, so they're trying to get their big playmaker the ball just directly to him. And I can kind of see the strategy behind that because the Oakwood defensive front is getting in that backfield awful quick. So maybe they're just even thinking, we don't want a messy handoff. We don't want to fumble on a bad handoff. So we'll see if they keep doing that throughout the whole game or if they'll get Hutchell back in fielding some snaps, see if they get their passing game going. Right, but so now, far they haven't done much of that.
Right now Hutchell lined up as a wide receiver, and this handoff goes to Rivera, Fernando Rivera, up the near side. Or check that. That was Rosiah Jones. Or was it?
I think
no, it was Rivera. Okay.
He picks up.
The blue jerseys have me distracted tonight. Kind of have that Boise State feel going for them here.
Maybe next time you're here, the field will be blue.
I could only hope. They would definitely have some people talking up here about
the school a blue board field. Might have something to say about
that's
the paint
not,
budget.
That's not natural. Get some Kentucky bluegrass out here. Resod it. They're going to try to get one off here. They do. They get the playoff before the clock expires here. The pitch out to Rivera up to the 39. He's going to be close to the first down.
Yeah, this is going to be close. We'll see where the spot is. It's going to be about a yard short. Last time they were here on fourth down, they punted, but they had 5 yards to gain instead of one another.
They're
going to actually give it to them.
First down of the evening, and they'll have to wait till quarter number two to make good on it here. 8-0 Oakwood through one. Back in 1 minute for second quarter action from Hoopston here on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com.
Second quarter underway here. Rosiah Jones gets tripped up on the direct snap, gets back to the line of scrimmage there, and it'll be 2nd and 10 with the Comets leading 8-0 over the Corn Jerkers here. We'll show Chad Baker with you. And I tell you, Will, Corn Jerkers have been impressed so far staying in this game. I'm honestly, I've been a little disappointed in the way the Comets have come out here. They've felt like that they've played significantly better, at least have a little bit more open of a game plan, but just have not capitalized.
Yeah, they had that big fumble on their second drive of the game, and that almost seems to have them stuck in the mud after that.
They hand off to Rivera, and that is the near side here.
Nice closing tackle by number 5, Kyler Johnson, as he comes in from a defensive back position.
Fernando gets up to the 42, pick up a 3. He's got 23 yards on the evening and 4 carries.
So this will be, what, 3rd and 7? We might see if they try and throw the ball here. We haven't seen too many pass attempts for the corn jerkers, but 3rd and 7 with the way the Comets defensive line is going, I'm not sure if you can run for 7 yards on them today.
Got Quartet to the left, short side of the field. Mitchell claps. He's going to hand it off to Jones. Jones cuts up the middle towards midfield in between the hashes up to about the 45. And it's going to be about 4th, a long 5, short 6. Oh, now they pull it back. That's way back, so it's going to be more of a true 6.
So a lot of
pickup of only really 1.
A lot of motion, a lot of action going in the backfield. Looks like that play took a little bit of time to develop, and as it was developing, the Oakwood Comet defense swarms in and brings him down almost at the line of scrimmage. He falls forward to gain a yard. And this is a decision time for the corn jerkers. We'll see if they punt or if they go for it from near midfield.
Stack 4 on the near side. They've got Rivera in motion. There looks like they're going to go for it. Hutchell over the middle and connects with the big guy. He's got some wheels, and he goes in for the touchdown. Number 21, Cole Miller.
Yeah, the big-bodied tight end receiver Cole Miller just rumbles and stumbles his way for a long touchdown, and it couldn't have come at a bigger time because that was 4th and 6 from their own territory. Gutsy call by the corn jerkers, and it pays off big time. Touchdown, Hoopston.
Why is it that every Cole Miller is a big tight end type? I think we've had a few Cole Millers down through the years. I know I have called a few Cole Millers down through the years. This one, no exception, as this Cole Miller is senior, 6'3", 154, but, you know, with those shoulder pads and that jersey being kind of, I mean, he probably looks more like 180, 190.
Oh, yeah, he's a big-looking dude from up here. And we'll see if they try to answer at the 2-point conversion. It looks like they're going to try for it.
Cardenas looking to put it up. Scrambles out to the right side, puts it up.
And it's
caught. Connects. That is number 14. That is Hayden Hall. And we're tied at 8 with 9:10 left to go. Opening half. We'll be back for kickoff in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
That was an 8-play drive. Went 71 yards. And it ended with a 57-yard touchdown pass from Zachary Hutchell to Cole Miller. And then it was Cardenas to Hall for the 2-point conversion.
So they tried an onside kick there, and it didn't go 10 yards, and it was easily recovered by Oakwood. So
that's the first rule of onside kicks is you got to make it go as far as you need it to. Otherwise, it's going to be – otherwise, you're really needing the other team to mess it up.
Yeah, Oakwood didn't even seem that surprised by it, maybe just because the kick went so short of 10 yards they didn't have to be worried about being surprised, but – somewhat uninspiring surprise onside kick try.
We are tied at 8, 9:07 left to go. Let's see how Oakwood responds. They had the opening drive go, and then they had the fumble on the 1 yard line, and then they've had a 3-and-out since then. Trips right, single receiver to the left. Wallace going to flip out to Johnson. Johnson has a wide opening, stiff arms, cuts back in, and then goes out of bounds.
Another little option play. Good read by the Oakwood quarterback, Wallace. Good time to pitch it right as the defender bites on him. He tosses it over to Johnson. Johnson just takes it up the outside. He got a good block from Young, the receiver on the outside, to get him a few extra yards as he picked up a nice chunk of yards on their first play.
We're also at a disadvantage as there is some of the, like a line on the ball on number on the board that's out. So that's tough. And connecting over the middle, no good. The snap was from the 30.
They tried to get it to the receiver, Nathan Young, and good coverage by the Corn Jerkers as a little slant route falls incomplete. Never had much of a chance to bring that one in. So Oakwood, after that electric start, looked like they were going to go up two scores within the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, and now they're locked in a tight battle, 8-8 here.
Second and 10 from the shotgun, true shotgun this time. Wallace is going to roll to his right. Quarterback keeper up the middle. To the 25, pick up a 5.
It was Wallace's first carry. A little option play. This time the Corn Jerkers keyed on Kyler Johnson. Probably smart because he's been so electric with the ball in his hand. So good read by Wallace to keep it himself. Not do anything crazy. Oakwood huddles up here.
They give him 4. Now, once again, from the pistol with Johnson behind him. Trips right, single receiver to the left is Young. He's going to put it up into the air for Perez, and it's going to be an incomplete pass.
The Corn Jerkers were hoping for a backwards pass, but I don't think that it was. Even if Perez would have caught that, it wasn't going to go anywhere as the defensive back for the Corn Jerkers was right on his tail. He had nowhere to go had he caught that. Might have been a good thing if you're the Comets for him to not catch that, because he might have even lost a yard.
So deep in the territory, they're going to go for it on 4th and 6. A little tighter set to protect the quarterback. Here's Wallace. The snap. Johnson goes up. Now he's going to put it up and just be on the outstretched arms of Sheath and Perez. No, check that. Drake Roberts. So 3 consecutive incomplete passes for Wallace this drive. He's 2 for 5 on the evening now.
Yeah, Oakwood's offense has hit a brick wall after that fumble. They got a couple first downs on that drive, but then it stalls out and they turn it over on down. So they have a fumble. 3-and-out, and then a turnover on downs in their last few possessions. So credit to the Corn Jerkers defense. They've been bringing some different blitzes to keep them off balance. Their edge defenders' discipline's gotten a little better, keeping Kyler Johnson from breaking the big one. And now let's see if Hoopston can put a little drive together and take the lead.
Hoopston from their own 25-yard line. The Corn Jerkers, 1st and 10, with 8 minutes exactly left to go in the first half. Hutchell will roll out to his left, and he throws it to the second row beyond the cheerleaders as he felt the pressure.
Yeah, Hutchell did not have a ton of time. He kind of bootlegs out a little bit to try and get something going here, but just couldn't quite find an open receiver and makes the smart play. And we talked about that earlier. Limit the turnovers, and so far, Corn Jerkers have limited the turnovers, and it's tied 8-8.
Your OSF Game of the Week brought to you by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. And just a reminder, they've got primary care, on-call services, as well as cancer care and a whole slew of services in between in Danville and Vermilion County. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Second and 10. Now, Cornelia, that's Rivera going out to the far right. Hutchell puts it up, airs it out. And both the receiver and the defender go up at the same time. Both of them ill-timed. It was Furry for the Comets, for the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers. Islandize Barnett.
Yeah, that was almost that kind of play where the receiver becomes the defender as that pass was underthrown. Furry cuts in front of him and tries to high point the interception, and he couldn't because of the good defense by the receiver. Third and 10 here, deep in their own territory. They kind of have to get it here. I don't see them going for it on fourth down unless it's fourth and really short. So,
trips right, single, twins to the left, but then they send Barnett out to the far side. Hutchell across the middle, and boom!
He is absolutely walloped. Cardenas gets absolutely crushed by number 8, Tyler Hutchell.
That would be Huckel.
Huckel
on that
side.
That's
right. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're really going to be messing with you tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, where's the fine jar? I put a dollar in.
So Huckel messes up Hutchell's plans for a first down, and Cardenas will punt it. And Perez takes it back at the 41. Little sidestep, get out of the way, and gets it close to midfield, just short.
Yeah, a little bouncing punt. I was wondering if Jathan Perez was even going to field it. Those can get tricky as the oblong football bounces around in the grass, but it came to a nice slow roll at his feet. He picks it up and moves it forward a few yards. I'm guessing Coach Lee over there on that Oakwood sideline is going to strongly encourage his team to hit pay dirt here. They've moved the ball pretty well on multiple drives, but they only have one touchdown, so I really think they want one here.
First and 10 from the 48. Ball is from the pistol. Hand off to Johnson up the left side, and he is met by an onslaught. He's brought down back at the 46.
By Rivera, comes in from the defensive backfield to make the tackle.
So loss of 2.
Really good defensive game plan here by the Corn Jerkers. They've brought a lot of pressure. They've put a lot of defenders in the box. You know, they got 7-8 guys in the box on that one. They all had discipline on the outside, not letting that run get to the sideline where all that green grass is. So some really good discipline defense by the Corn Jerkers.
Second and 12. Wallace going to roll back out. Play action, puts it up, throws behind Young. That's his fourth consecutive incompletion. Brings up third and 12 with 6:47 left to go until halftime.
Yeah, the Oakwood passing game has not had anything going. I still think the only completion was on that two-point conversion on their first drive.
We did have the 34-yard pass that was fumbled at the 1.
Oh, that's
so. Yep. But, yeah, 2 of 6 passing for Wallace, 2 of 6 passing for Hutchell. Each with a big play. The Corn Jerkers got points for their big play, though. That one put up in the air, and Young got tied up. No call of interference there. As good defense by number 4, that is Felix Rivera.
Yeah, Felix Rivera.
The officials have kept their hankies in their pockets tonight. Nothing to color the field anything other than the green and the white stripes out there.
Yeah, and really good coverage. Young, the receiver, was able to actually get one hand on the ball, but was met with some contact right as the ball was hit his hands.
Young. And a big mistake there as the ball's still around. And then, so the initial return was fielded, was put on the ground, and then it was kicked around a couple times out there, knocked around a couple times, and then finally recovered by Hoopston area back at the 12. So they start probably about 10 yards deeper than what they could have.
And that's still probably a good break. It was an end-over-end punt, so spinning like crazy. Josiah Jones did not field the punt really at all. It just kind of went right through his hands, hit his foot, bounced around. Oakwood almost recovered the fumble, but some good hustle by the special teams of the Cornjerkers to at least fall on it and keep the ball with their team. But they are backed up.
Tied at 8, 6:31 left to go. And snap to Cardenas. He's up the near side, and he's knocked out of bounds.
He got hit awfully hard by number 22.
Close to 25.
Harrison Saylor, the senior defender, laying the wood on that one. He came from the other side of the field. The safety did.
I'm going to say he was out at the 21. That's going to be really close to a measurement. They're going to say a yard shy. So 9-yard pickup for Cardenas. Cardenas in positive yardage territory now. 5 carries, now 2 yards. After he
finally gets up over the hump.
This is Jones, I believe. Nope.
Well, it was the other Rivera.
It is the other. That's Felix Rivera.
It was Felix. He picks up a couple yards. Not a lot, but just enough for the first down. That'll move the chains.
Pickup of 1. Store halftime show coming up here in 6 minutes and counting on the clock. We'll have your Country Financial agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime adjustments and check of your Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule coming up in that. Twins right. Now they'll send Miller out to the right side. Direct snap to Jones. There's our first penalty of the evening as the handkerchief flies. A little spin move, and Jones is going to take off, but that one's likely going to come back.
Jones breaks a tackle. It almost looks like Oakwood just assumed the penalty will be on the Cornjerkers as they didn't really put a good effort after that tackle was attempted. And everybody's walking back towards the officials, so I'm going to guess this is an infraction on the Cornjerkers.
Just judging from where it came from the sideline over on the other side. Legal shift for the Cornjerkers.
So a costly penalty, but I'm wondering if that came into play with the Comets' effort on defense. I still wonder if the Oakwood coaching staff is going to pick that apart when they ever do their film study on that, because Josiah Jones would have had a big, long touchdown run on that play had it not been for the illegal shift.
So first and 15.
Still a lot of time in the second quarter, but here is where probably a little bit of clock management comes into play. If you're Oakwood, you'd love to get the ball back with 3-4 minutes to go to give yourself some time to score before the half. And if you're the Cornjerkers, you'd love a nice long drive and not let Oakwood touch the ball before halftime.
Hoopston will be kicking off in the second half. Snap, and Hutchell looking to put it up, and he throws to number 14. That is Hayden Hall, who happened to be not in the game at the time of that play. So he's standing on the line, but did get hands on him.
Hutchell did a little bootleg action, got out of the pockets, maybe buy him a little bit of time from that ferocious Oakwood pass rush they've been seeing tonight, and makes that smart play just to not even risk an interception.
Each of these quarterbacks, 2 for 7 passing. And between the two of them, right at 102 yards of passing offense. Trips left, twins right. Hutchell in the backfield by himself for a 2nd and 15. Miller, the man in motion, to the left side to make it a quartet. Now Hutchell is going to throw it away.
This might be intentional grounding. The ref has his laundry out. He's thinking about it.
He's going to tuck it back in his back pocket here. Well, no, he's going to throw it. Yeah, there we go.
I'm not sure how that wouldn't have been.
I don't know.
Grounding.
I don't know whether the replay in his mind is a little bit. I don't know whether the antenna wasn't clear, it wasn't working, but he
makes it. Finally makes the call.
I don't know what all channels they get up this direction, but yeah, they decided that he's going to throw it, so it will be intentional grounding. Oh, he's going to wave it off after the discussion.
All right, so good break for the corn jerkers.
I think the debate was whether or not he was still in the pocket because he was just outside the hashes. He had worked his way back over here. He was on the run when he aired it out. He wasn't in the grasp quite yet either. So that had to play into that as well. So just an incomplete pass for Hutchell. Try that formation again. Twins right, triplets to the left. Now we've got another flag. So after we jinxed ourselves, after having a pretty clean game, now we've had 3 penalties here within the last about 5 minutes here.
So with this new penalty, it'll be, 4th and 20 from the 16? No, from the
3rd.
Yeah, from the 16.
3rd and 20, yeah. And timeout on the field. We'll take it with him. Maybe get some sanity restored back here. 5:18 left to go till half. Tied at 8. Oakwood and Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Tied at 8, 5:18 left to go here in the first half. Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac, Oakwood taking a timeout to discuss strategy on a 3rd and 20 play coming up for the Corn Jerkers. Triplets left, twins right, Hutchell in the backfield by as lonesome. Claps gets the football and then airs it out to the sideline, which has been his primary target here this evening.
It has seemed like it, but, you know, when you think about it, he's had a lot of interceptions leading up to this game, so actually maybe just chucking it out of bounds is the best thing to do, especially in a tie game when you were probably thinking Oakwood might be the more of the powerhouse team coming into this game. You don't want to force it downfield and give yourself that 10th interception of the year.
5 consecutive incompletions. Zachary Hutchell, 5'10", 187 pounds, kind of has a little bit of a Manziel type of build to him. A little thicker. Punt on 4th down, taken back at the 49 by Perez. And he takes it up to the 38 of Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. Return of 13 yards.
Yeah, solid return there. Another good punt by the Corn Jerkers. Another one that bounced and fielded cleanly by Perez. And he just takes it straight ahead and gets him into plus territory here. 4:59 to go. We've hit a stagnant here 8-8. Nobody wants to seem to get the ball in the end zone or through the uprights. We'll see if Oakwood can.
We've had 6-3 and outs amongst these two teams here tonight. We've had another one that was a 4, and now we had one that was a 2 and a fumble. Hand off up the middle to Johnson. He's across the 35.
So maybe Oakwood's going to get back to their bread and butter here. When they were cooking in that first quarter was a heavy dose of Kyler Johnson. And this one was just a straight-up dive right up the middle for about 4 yards.
Johnson on his first three carries, 112 yards and a TD. His four carries since has been for 17 yards. So the Hoopston defense is definitely honed in on him and is working on trying to make Alex Wallace work this offense for their yardage. Johnson back to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more.
Pretty much the same play that we saw on first down. This time it yields nothing. So now we got 3rd and 6. We'll see if Oakwood tries to get their passing game going. They have been stalled out in that front with, I believe, 4 consecutive incompletions for Wallace.
Twins right. Wallace from the shotgun. Drops back. Connects with Young on a short. And that's going to be a first down. He's up to the 24. It's a pickup of about 10 if we're trusting the scoreboard there.
So I believe that was Young's second reception of the day. His first one was on the two-point conversion.
That ends a string of 5 consecutive incompletions for Wallace.
That was another one of those receiver screens. The last time we saw that, it was at Jason Perez near touchdown. Ended up being a fumble and recovered by the Corn Jerkers.
Twins right. Hand off out the middle to Johnson. Keeps the feet churning. Pickup of about 3 or 4.
Well, this is straight up dive play. That might have been number 8.
Can't give him 5.
Yeah. Well, looks like Johnson's on the sideline right now. Maybe he's just catching his breath. Tyler Huechel is in the backfield in the pistol formation.
Now he comes up, stands behind, beside, and he'll get the handoff up the middle, making his case for the pronunciation and battle of his last name, up, picking up 2 on the carry.
And Johnson will come back in for this third down play as we get under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Oakwood methodically getting the play call in here.
I never thought I'd say this, but in the battle of the second quarter action and in a game that's now 8-8 between these two teams, this is a huge play.
It really is. This is big time.
Wallace from the pistol. He's going to toss it out to Perez or Fury?
Fury got lit up on that play. Some good hitting there, but I think it's enough for the first down, so he'll take the bruise.
Just incredible job of holding on to the ball. Slot type of reception there.
Yeah,
pickup of 5.
Fake the handoff and then just one step, pop it right out there. And Fury made a play with his feet to get the first down.
First and 10 from the 11. Got 65 seconds left. Here's Wallace. He's going to roll out, feeling the pressure. Puts it up, and just a great job there by the defender, number 5, that is Parker Watson.
Yeah, really good play. And a good play by Wallace, too, because he was facing a lot of pressure from the Hoopston area defense there, and he had to scramble out just to avoid the sack. Throws it a little bit low, but that's a spot where it's really hard to intercept it. So
intended for Fury. Brings up 2nd and 10. They need 10 yards for the first down, and they need 11 for a touchdown. They got 57.3 seconds to get it done in. Furry the far right. Perez in. Perez is going to get the reception here, and he's going to fight and battle for it. He's up to about the 7.
So another one of the receiver screens this time. Perez catches it, doesn't fumble, and do we have a timeout?
I believe it was that many whistles, I believe we were going to have a timeout to talk about it. Third and five coming up. We'll take it with them with 46.8 seconds left in the first half. Tied at 8, but Oakwood driving back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Regrettable. Tied at 8, 46.8 seconds left. Oakwood facing a 3rd and 5 from their 6. Or from the Hoopston 6, I should say. And now Hoopston with a timeout.
So we got a little chess match going here.
Why not? Let's take another 30-second timeout. We'll let them talk about it. You'll talk it over the break here. Tied at 8, back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app. We'll keep it here. 46.8 seconds left here. What more do you have to discuss, Will, coming out of a timeout and going right into another one?
Only thought would be Hoopston saw the formation, took their timeout to try and put up a different defense, you know, see what they put out there, and now you do your counter. So, but we'll see if Oakwood changes their formation. They've got two wide receivers to the right, one to the left.
Wallace sends Perez across the line, and now he's going to roll out, put it up. Wide open is Cale Thomas for the touchdown.
Yeah, excellent play design there. They send Perez in motion to the left. They get all of the other receivers going left, and then Wallace fakes the handoff, bootlegs a little to his right, and as you said, Cale Thomas just does a little drag route over the middle of the field, and he was wide open. Could not have been an easier pitch and catch for Wallace and Thomas for the touchdown. So that takes the score to 14-8 with 41 seconds to go.
They will go for two-point conversion here. Oakwood has a rather reliable kicker in Trevor McCall. Do not know his status this week, though. A little pitch to Johnson. A little head-on action and pinballs around, but gets in for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, he got absolutely walloped on that. But, hey, he gets 2 points, and that's all that matters.
So with 41.5 seconds left, it's a 16-8 Oakwood lead. We'll break for 30 seconds. Be back for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Kickoff A little shorter time there. They're wanting to get to the half here as the run back by Felix Rivera up to not bad field position here. They say he stepped out of bounds, though, at the 38. So that is the exact same yard line that Oakwood started there at on the south end, 38. 38-yard drive ending with the 6-yard touchdown reception from Wallace to Cale Thomas. Johnson with the 2-point conversion on 3-yard run makes it 16-8.
Oakwood was probably pretty happy with the amount of time they used on that drive, only leaving 34 seconds on the clock for the Corn Jerkers. And here's where the Corn Jerkers cannot allow a turnover. They have to at least get it to the half, only down 8.
Hutchell drops back, puts it up over the middle, slings it, connects at the 45, and down at the 42 is Rosiah Jones.
Yeah, good open field tackle by number 22, Harrison Saylor. As we've seen earlier, Jones is shifty. He's a strong runner. He can break a tackle, and he can go a long way. So big open field tackle there.
And we have a timeout. I don't see them cutting across for a timeout. Hutchell and Cardenas back in. 19.9 seconds left.
Someone had to take a timeout.
Well, that went, and oddly we've got, oh, wait, we had a clocking of the ball.
Oh, they spiked it.
Spiked it. So second and 10. Hutchell drops back and then falls. Lost his balance.
We'll see if they just take it to halftime here. That might have been a safety fall because he had two defenders about to hit him in the next week.
He's going to try to get the line together here, and they're going to run out of time. So there again, a little Keystone Cops action out there. Cardenas is frustrated. As they had an opportunity to maybe spike it and get one more play off. But as it turns out, 16-8 is your halftime score for the Oakwood Comets in the league. We will take a few moments off, be back with the Store halftime show. Take a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule for the weekend here. Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler, halftime adjustments to come as well. 16-8 Oakwood back in 2 minutes here on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? Think again. Bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Now, what's to do with your unwanted bills? Maybe turn them into paper airplanes headed to see you never, AT&T and T-Mobile. Jokes aside, the best 5G network has you covered with the most ways to save on plans, streaming, and phone deals. So bring in your bill to your local Verizon store, and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on RootMetrics True Score Report dated 1H 2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer mobile bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person reviewing the deal. Additional terms apply.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin. Store Halftime Show at the half here in Hoopston. It is the Oakwood Comet 16, the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers 8. Offside Will Schill, Chad Baker back with you. And Will, I tell you, a lot more exciting game than I think we probably anticipated here, and it's been a fun one to call.
Yeah, I'm with you. I was a little worried for Hoopston coming into this, and I really feel like they've really brought their A game. I think their defensive game plan has really been strong. Lots of different blitzes, lots of good discipline on the edge after those first two drives from Oakwood, and they really settled down until that very last drive. But that was a short field for the Comets.
We won't paint it with a pretty brush here. It's been ugly at times. It's been messy at times. There's been some nice things that each team has done here. I think there again, I may have even put it in the box that Oakwood maybe was a little disappointing in the way that they had come out, didn't take opportunities wasn't opportunistic enough of the opportunities they have been given from this Hoopston area team. But I think that that's probably maybe the tone of the discussion at the locker room for the Comets right now is that, hey, you know what, you're letting these guys stay in this contest. And maybe there is a little bit of a drawback in the Thunder that they had in those first three games. After you got beat up the last 2 weeks by teams that are clearly the top tier of the conference, but then to come out against a Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac team, now you start having your own doubts. You're starting to second guess yourself and starting to wonder, okay, do we belong in the top tier, or do we belong in the middle at this point? Because we're struggling here. We have the playmakers. We're not giving our opportunities to the playmakers to make some things happen. We're dealing with some injuries, and we're dealing with some bumps and bruises. We're dealing with that point in the season where, you know, the first part of the season is still fresh. You're still kind of coming out. Now you're starting to kind of, you know, maybe some of those bumps and bruises you've had now are a couple of weeks old. You're not healing as quickly, and so you're trying to get to a point where you're trying to get anything positive going here, and it's just not working out.
Yeah, just from up here where we're sitting, it does seem like Oakwood has a little bit more speed, power. Their defensive front seems like they can get home without having to blitz. Their skill position players seem a little bit quicker, and yet it's a one-touchdown game, and Oakwood's had a couple of really big mistakes. I mean, that fumble, when you're going in for the score on the 1 yard line, that is just an absolute tone changer. Mm-hmm. If you score that, you're up at least 14-0 before the extra point try with what, 4 minutes have elapsed in the game? Maybe not even. I mean, that was right away in the first quarter. So you have your first drive, easy big touchdown from Kyler Johnson, and then you have this perfectly executed receiver screen that was going to go for another 50 plus or whatever it may have, or 35 yards plus. And then you fumble it into the end zone, and the other team recovers it for a touchback. And then you just get into that near quarter and a half slog of sloppy play mixed in with some good defense where nobody could score until that, you know, 45 seconds left in the half. So
yeah,
credit to Hoopston for really staying in it, and I give a ton of credit to their defense and their defensive game plan for just keeping it here.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at the stats here for the first half for the Oakwood Comets. Alex Wallace, 6 of 12 passing, had a string of 5 incompletions, but has bounced back nicely of 4 or 5 in his last 5 passes. 6 of 12 overall, 63 yards and a touchdown. He's spread it out to four different receivers. You have Perez with two receptions for 39. Young, two receptions for 13. You have Cale Thomas for one for six and a touchdown. You have Furry, a one for five. On the ground, Kyler Johnson, 137 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown. He had 112 yards after the first three carries, though. He has that 66-yard touchdown. Also has a 33-yard run. Wallace's two carries for negative seven. Huckel, one carry for two. Fury, one carry for 1 yard. For the Corn Jerkers, Zachary Hutchell, 3 of 11 passing, 88 yards and a touchdown. He also had a string of 5 incompletions in there. He spread it out. Cole Miller reception for 57 yards and a TD. You had Rosiah Jones a reception for 20 yards and Cardenas a reception for 8. Somehow I think that is off a little bit
Hayden
here.
Hayden Hall had the one reception for the 2-point conversion.
Yeah, yeah. And I forgot to have that in there too, so yeah. So yeah.
So
we'll see if my math's here. I think that's probably what it was. There was that. That was off. So 10-20. Yeah, there we go. Cardenas on the, let's see here. Fernando Rivera is the leading rusher. 4 carries, 23 yards. Rosiah Jones, 3 carries for 8. Cardenas is 5 carries for 2 yards. You have Felix Rivera with a carry for 1 yard, and Hutchell, 2 carries for a loss of 18 yards. So that's where we see it here at the half. We've got 3 touchdown drives, lots of 3 and outs between these teams. We're not going to talk about those. We'll talk about the touchdown drives. Oakwood on their first possession, 2-play, 79-yard drive. Kyler Johnson on a 66-yard touchdown run. Wallace to Young for a 2-point conversion. Made it 8-0. You had Hutchell on a pass to Miller for 57 yards on their fourth drive of the evening, an 8-play, 71-yard drive after 3-3 and outs. Cardenas to Hall, 2-point conversion through the air, tied at 8. Last drive for Oakwood of the half, Wallace to Cole Thomas, a 6-yard touchdown reception. Johnson's 2-point conversion was good on a 3-yard run. 16-8 is where we are at here at the half. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a look at your Surf Pro of Vermilion County schedule, as well as your Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler halftime adjustments. When the Store Halftime Show continues on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh yeah, that's a good looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/getscreened.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Their stuff's give or take.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to the Store Halftime Show. For your after-game celebrations, head to the Store northwest side of the four-way stop in downtown Catlin. Let's take a look at the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Of course, this one 16-8 Oakwood at the half, the lone game tonight here on the football slate. Tomorrow, BHRA at Watseka, Clifton Central at Westville tomorrow night as well. You have Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman at Iroquois West. Salt Fork travels to Moments. You've got Champaign Central at Danville. Newton at Paris. Rantoul at Pontiac. Sullivan, Illinois is at Tri-County, Illinois. Unity at Prairie Central. Illinois Valley Central at PBL. Monticello at St. Joe Ogden, Argentina Orient at Villa Grove, Saturday, and then let's see here, you got on the Indiana side, Attica at Riverton Park, Fountain Central at South Vermilion, Park Heritage at North Vermilion, Covington at Seager, Rensselaer Central at Benton Central, and then on Saturday's action, Meridian is at Milford Sista Park for eight-man action. Surf Pro of Vermilion County can be reached for Danville and Vermilion County residents, 217-443-0077, Surf Pro like it never happened. Time for your country financial agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime adjustments. Give Dustin a call at his new office at just on North Main in Fairmount, 217-733-2154. Don't forget to put on the calendar. He's got those couple of Feed the Farmer events coming up here. I believe it's next week already. One in Sidell, one in Jamaica next week. What are they talking about in coming out of the locker room here, Will? I mean, they've got a lot of adjustments. I feel Oakwood right now trying to make a lot more adjustments. I think Hoopston area just feeling pretty fortunate to be in this. Now they've got to figure out how to clean it up a little bit and get more out of the opportunities that they have.
Yeah, if I'm Oakwood, I'm thinking about two things. One thing I've noticed with Hoopston's defense is they're stacking the box. They're not giving you up much up the middle. So maybe try to keep that passing game going with Wallace and some of his other receivers. A lot of their passes in the first half were kind of almost NFL style, where you're drawing defenders' eyes one way, bring the receiver the other direction. It's taking a lot of time. Seems like Oakwood's skill position players are bigger, faster, stronger. So I'm thinking maybe can we get the ball to the outside and just let their speed and athleticism kind of take over as opposed to trying to outsmart them or out chess play them, because I really think if Oakwood just says, my guys are bigger, faster, stronger than your guys, I think they could probably pull away from this. So if I were a coach, that would maybe be my adjustment, is maybe a little do simple a little better, get the ball into your horse's hands and let them just kind of run wild, because I feel like they've got the power to do that.
Absolutely. They're going to do their stretches here. Thank you for tuning in to the Store Halftime Show. We will have the second half kickoff coming up here with Oakwood leading 16-8 in your OSF Game of the Week. That is on the way here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Hello, this is Dustin Ehler with Country Financial in Fairmount. We wanted to remind you about our annual Feed a Farmer event. We'll be at Sidell Ag on October 7th and Premier Cooperative in Jamaica on October 8th. Please feel free to come by and have lunch on us if you're hauling into the elevator that day, or if you're hauling to the bins, come by and grab some lunches to go. We will gladly deliver to you on the farm if you'll give us a call, 217-733-2154. Appreciate everything that the farmers do for us locally, as well as with our business at Country Financial in Fairmount.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off.
Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
So they negated the IHSA inhibited 3-minute warm-up to forego that, to go ahead and get underway here. And it was onside kick, went 9 yards. So Oakwood's going to have field position starting at the 49-yard line with a 16-8 lead. Will Shell, Chad Baker with you. And connecting from Wallace to Young, and he's going to find the sideline, and he is going to go in for the touchdown. Did he get a step out of bounds?
I think they're going to mark him out.
I'm going to say he stepped out all the way back at the 34. Officials right on top of it.
So 15-yard pickup for Wallace.
He'll take that.
Yes.
He was trying really hard to convince him that he did not step out. I would be doing the same. 3 receptions for 28 yards for Nathan. Brings up a 1st and 10 from the 34.
Well, there was almost like they listened to my halftime adjustment. That was a quick out, very simple play, 3-step drop. Just get it to one of your receivers. And he just couldn't quite keep his foot in bounds. He almost broke it for a touchdown.
From the pistol, Wallace. 1st and 10 from the 34. Johnson gets the carry up the middle, breaks through, and he's going to go in for the touchdown.
Yeah, just a straight dive play again. Nothing fancy. Just right up the middle. It's kind of what we were talking about at halftime. Just let your horses take over the ball game if you're the Comets. That's exactly what just happened on that drive. 2 simple plays, 1 quick out pass, 1 power run right up the middle, and bing, bang, boom, you got a touchdown. You're up by 3 scores.
171 yards, 2 touchdowns for Johnson. 3 of those carries, though, are responsible for 134 yards of that. So, very much similar to their first drive of the game. Perez in motion. A little flip to Perez, and he's going to cut back towards the middle, and he's going to be in for the 2-point conversion. So 19 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, and a really good cut by Jathan Perez. It looked like a sweep going to the outside. He stops on a dime, cuts it right into the huge hole created by the Oakwood line for the easy 2-point conversion.
It's 24-8, 11:41 left in the third. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back with kickoff on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Here's kickoff, and that one taken back inside the 25. Good run back. He's across midfield. It's up near the 30, and he's going to be brought down is Rosiah Jones.
Yeah, real good return by Rosiah Jones. The kick was a short one. As he fielded it off the ground, went about the 25-yard line, and he takes off. Rosiah Jones is really hard to bring down. We'll see if the Corn Jerkers try to get him involved in the offense a little more. Even if it's just a little quick pass or handoff or a jet sweep, I would be thinking about trying to get Rosiah Jones a little more active on the offensive side, not just on special teams.
Two-play, 49-yard drive, wrapping up that Oakwood drive. Johnson with 34-yard touchdown run. Perez with 3-yard run for the two-point conversion, makes it 24-8. A nice run back by Rosiah Jones has Hoopston thinking a score here. First and 10 from their 28. Now loaded backfield there. There's Hutchell. He's going to hand off to Fernando Rivera. Can he turn the corner? He can. He's across the 20, the 15, and he's going to be shoved out of bounds.
Yeah, good hard run by Rivera.
Right at the 15.
As he breaks a handful of tackles, one in the backfield, and then he almost does an angry run style end of that run as he refuses to go down.
It's the biggest run since his initial run this evening for any back for Hoopston area or from Potomac. It's a pickup of 13. He has 36 on 5 carries. 15-yard line, first and 10. And Cardenas, a direct snap. He's going to find a brick wall. Stays on his feet, but then is brought down.
Yeah,
maybe a loss of a yard.
Good defensive play there by Oakwood, is they?
Well, they're going to say he got back to the line of scrimmage. A lot of similarities in the way that this half is starting out with the way the first half started out here, Will.
Yeah, an explosive play for a touchdown for the Comets. And now Hoopston's driving the ball a little bit. Big aid by the Rosiah Jones kick return. Put him in deep into the Oakwood territory. And now they've had a couple decent runs to start this drive.
Here's Hutchell from the shotgun with Fernando Rivera to his right. And a little reverse. Cuts back up the middle.
Yeah, Hutchell takes the snap, starts running to his right, and then, he said, a little reverse action, but it kind of tries to take it right up the middle.
That was Jones.
Jones trying to get him the ball a little bit more. He picks up a couple yards, not a ton. But
it looks like a ball pick up a 4. They gave a pretty favorable mark.
We'll make it third and manageable, about third and 6, they're going to say, over the PA, so we'll go with it.
Here's a big play for the Oakwood defense. You need to stop the Corn Jerkers here in the ball before mount to 4-down territory. And this is Rivera. And there again, big stop.
Yeah, he's going to get met right away at the line of scrimmage. That's Lappin again. He's had a productive day on the defensive side.
They're going to give him one.
Stout middle linebacker.
So 4th and 5.
Now 4th and 5 or 4th and 6, and there's a timeout on the field.
There will be discussion with 8:38 left to go in the third. Oakwood leads this one 24-8. We'll be back in 30 seconds in your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
8:38 left in the third. Fourth and five for the Corn Jerkers here as they sit on the 10-yard line, nestled up against the 10-yard line.
Yeah, that's a pivotal play here in this game. Corn Jerkers really need to score here to stay in it. Oakwood probably smelling some blood in the water here if they can get the stop. They could really start pulling away. So big play here in the early third quarter.
Rivera, it's going to be put up by Hutchell over the middle, and it's intercepted in the end zone and then ran back out. Maybe a little questionable play, but, hey, if you get an interception, you get excited, you want to run with it. And that is from Hutchell to Huechel. So right now Tyler Huechel winning the battle of
the way the name is spelled.
The way the name is spelled. And he's had a couple plays tonight on Zachary Hutchell.
Not the end of the world for interception there. And as you were saying, not taking a knee in the end zone for a touchback is probably something the coaches will talk to him about later during film study. But an interception there, it's fourth down, so you might as well throw it, see what can happen. At least give yourself a chance to score.
So we'll start at the Oakwood 12.
See if the Comets go quick or if they try to work some clock here up two scores.
A handoff to Kyler Johnson. He cuts through, breaks free, and is up to about the 28.
I don't think Kyler Johnson wants to slow it down. He is running the ball and running the ball well. He nearly broke that one for a huge gain.
He's up to 187 yards. And this has been probably the quietest 187-yard performance of anybody because it's really the bulk of it's been on three carries.
Yeah, but then that play, that's a little, I think you're saying a little 17, 16-yard gain.
Yeah, he's had three kind of mid-range carries, three big plays, and everything else has been very, very small. First and 10, a little play action put up by Young, and Young connects, and he's close to first down over on the far side.
Young got a nice block there from Jathan Perez, the smaller of the receivers, but he was laying the wood on that.
They're going to say he started to slide a little early there, so second and four. Four yards in reception yardage for Young.
That's four grabs for Young.
From the pistol, Wallace. Johnson behind him. Then Fury in motion. Wallace rolls to his right, puts it up, and almost mid-air collision there as it was number 13, Jathan Perez, and number 14 for the Corn Jerkers, which is Hayden Hall.
Yeah, they had two. Comets had two receivers almost in the same vicinity, and it was actually the defensive back that was covering Colin Furry that almost came up with the interception, even though it looked like it was intended for the other receiver.
So third and three. Wallace almost doing some basketball action out there. Gets it to Young, and Young's going to take off with it. He's going to go in for his second touchdown of the evening.
Yeah, 70-yard pass. Another one of those receiver screens. This time they did a little extra trickeration on it. They faked the handoff. Then Wallace settles down, and then exactly like we've seen on that one to Jathan Perez, they did another one to Young earlier in the game. This one, though, flawlessly executed a 70-yard touchdown pass on third down.
Check that. That is Young's first. It's Wallace's second. I want to clarify that. 154 yards passing now for Wallace. He has connected on five consecutive, seven of his last eight after the five incompletions in a row. And Oakwood's blown this one open. They're going for two here. Wallace, with all the time in the world, connects with Perez. Perez hit first, hit second, and did not get in. We've got some screamers out in the crowd there, it sounds like.
Yeah, there's some animated fans still cheering on the Corn Jerkers.
30-8. Oakwood lead 6:41 left in the third. We'll take a timeout. Be back in 30 seconds for kickoff in your OSF Game of the Week. Courtesy of the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
30-8, Oakwood lead, 6:41 left. Young, who just maybe a little winded after getting that touchdown reception, got a kickoff. Here's a high booming kick taken at the 39 by Fernando Rivera. He cuts one way, cuts back the other way. Now is going to get spun around. Do-si-do and down at the 44.
Yeah, high
line kick. Dances with Grimm out there. It was Wallace to Young, 70-yard touchdown reception. Jathan Perez attempted the two-point conversion off a pass from Wallace and did not complete that. They stopped at the one. And it means it's 30-8. That capped off an 88-yard drive. That was four plays.
So a lot of the Oakwood touchdown drives have been on those big splash plays.
First and 10 from the 43.
I tried to do a little pitch play to Cole Miller, the big tight end receiver who had their long touchdown catch, but that was going nowhere.
Except backwards. Lost a yard on the play. Halfway through third quarter action. Keeping an eye out on who might be clearing themselves out for that State Farm agent Ross Webb. Ross is boss of the game. Have a few candidates out there making themselves known, making their presence felt. That'll be announced in our post-game show courtesy of UHOS Diagnostics coming up at the conclusion of this one here this evening. Week six already. Where does the time go? Cole Miller in motion there, and that pocket's going to collapse quickly. Hutchell breaks free. Almost an interception there. So almost had a sack. Almost had an interception. And then we have a late flag coming in here because we're going to have an unsportsmanlike conduct from someone out there. That is having some extracurricular conversation. Nope, check that. It's going to be an eligible receiver downfield. So I'm wrong on this.
So it's an odd play almost two disasters for the Corn Jerkers. Almost a huge sack. Hutchell gets away from it, but then nearly throws an interception. And then I guess the lesser of the three disasters is just a simple penalty.
In the truest form of the word, Hutchell is a slinger.
He's
got this Bernie Kosar, Philip Rivers, almost a Kent Tekulve style, Billy Kilmer style, just slings it from the sidearm downfield. He is what I think traditionalists would call a ball player. He plays ball.
I believe so.
He almost seems like he belongs in a Southern college.
Southern Miss, like Brett Favre, another gunslinger.
There he goes. He tosses it down here. I say down here because it was pretty close to where I was.
So you almost could have caught that.
We've seen it. We've seen a few of those passes come up in near stand levels here.
We
tonight.
Might have to open the window for you, Chad, so you can do a one-handed catch for us.
So that one incomplete, third and 16, 15?
Yeah, this will be here's where you maybe you're thinking you're down 22 points in the third quarter. Are you going to go for maybe pick up a half of what you need to make it a fourth down and manageable, or are you just going to go for broke here?
Hutchell takes a snap, going to fling it right down the middle, connects with Jones. Flag back at the 40. This is at the 45 on the other side. Jones comes down with it, but
that was a bullet of a pass.
The flag came out right as the ball connected with Jones's hands. I have a feeling that's coming back.
I think so, too. Another ineligible man downfield. So that's two of those on this drive. Makes me wonder if it's just taking a little too long for the play to develop and the linemen are just trickling downfield a little. High school, you can usually get away with a couple yards, maybe a yard or two on the pass play, but once you get past that, they're going to throw the flag on you. And that's twice on this drive now. So
we'll see a third and 20 coming up here.
Here's where the game can potentially get away from you for the Corn Jerkers. You really have to start focusing here. Really test your mental fortitude.
Cardenas. Going to try to put it to Hutchell, and it's intercepted by Colin Furry.
Great play by Colin Furry on that play. Hutchell's trying to grab it away from him well after he was down. Not going to fool anybody. So Cardenas, he did complete a two-point conversion earlier, but his second attempt is an interception. So Oakwood starting to pile up some turnovers here. The last two times they've been on defense, they have turned over the Corn Jerkers.
So fresh sets from the 37. 4:25 left to go into third. Moving right along here. Wallace from the shotgun. First and 10. Perez in motion. And it's going to connect with Furry. And he breaks one tackle, breaks two, breaks three, and he is going to go. Cut back towards the middle, makes another guy miss, and he'll be in for the touchdown. 63 yards.
Yeah, so from one play to the next, you get an interception and then a 64-yard touchdown pass. Colin Furry has got to be relishing that.
219 yards passing for Wallace all of a sudden. Yeah. His game has boomed here.
Yeah, after that rough end of the first half, start of the second quarter, Wallace has really started to pick up the play, kind of more reminiscent of what we're used to from this Oakwood offense. And now they're really cooking. They're scoring a lot of points, and they're doing it quickly, and they're doing it on big plays.
They are going to kick. This is Nathan Young kicking. McCall must not be in the game this week. Puts it up.
Oh, we missed it to the left.
You know, it just now occurred to me, McCall might have a soccer game tonight. I believe, you know, with the conflict of Thursday night, a big soccer schedule. So Young misses. 36-8, 4:10 left in the third. We'll be back for kickoff in 30 seconds. Your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Wallace DeFurry, 63 yards. It was the only play of the drive. The point after, no good. There's the kickoff. Josiah Jones breaking a few tackles of his own here, getting back to midfield. And he is across up to about the 46.
Josiah Jones is a man on the mission with that kick return. He was knocking Oakwood defenders down. He was knocking his own team members down. He just did not want to get tackled. He did not want to touch grass. He had a heck of a nice return as he takes it across midfield.
They're going to say he's down at the 46. He's had a great evening returning.
Yeah, his returns have been great. They haven't been able to get him going on offense, but really the hoops and offense outside of that one big play to Cole Miller has not done too much. But maybe this drive will be the one that changes it all.
So first and 10, 36-8. Oakwood blowing this wide open here in the third. Fernando Rivera, and he gets taken down. Loss of 2 on the play.
See, he's met rudely in the backfield by Tyler Hutchell.
Loss of 1.
Huckel.
Are you sure?
Huckel, yeah, I'm sure on this.
it wasn't his teammate that took him out. Second and 11. I don't know. I was right the first time. Mark on the field is what you got to go with. Sorry, I love my chain gangs out there, but nope, he was right. He was right. I'm the one wrong. Been wrong before, I'll be wrong again. Second and 11 as we near the 3-minute mark of quarter number 3. Hutchell from the shotgun. He's going to drop back. Now he's got a scramble, puts it up. And that one's going to fall short, intended for Hall.
Another one of those gunslinger type passes you were talking about earlier, Chad. He just kind of threw that one out there. Nathan Young almost had a sack. He just kind of didn't chop his feet. He went for the big hit, and Hutchell was able to avoid the sack. That's one where you might just say, I'm going to let you run into me, and I'll make an ugly tackle instead of go for the big hit next time. But the pass pressure from Young did force the early throw, and another incompletion.
Since starting out 3 out of 5, he has only completed 1 pass to his own team in the last 10. Third and 11. Now it's Cardenas. Cardenas feeling the pressure from Young, and he's going to be chased down for a sack.
Yeah, really nice play there by Young. That's some good speed. You don't always see receivers play defensive end, but Young is that exact combination, and he makes a heck of a play in the backfield. That's going to make a fourth and very long for the Corn Jerkers, as this game, as you said, is starting to
and Cardenas
get away
falls
from
back
him.
Underneath the equilibrium line. He's down to two under.
So that's is that the equivalent to the Mendoza line in a
yeah, I think so.
Baseball game or baseball batting average. Oh, that punt was
There's
almost blocked.
Flag on the play. Takes a favorable bounce if you're Hoopston, but got penalty flag on the 50-yard line. Maybe it seemed like people got back there pretty quick, and there was this.
It's an illegal formation. They're going to decline the penalty. I'd be tempted to take it and make them punt again. Maybe it's just a little courtesy move by
getting
Coach
closer,
Lee.
Closer every time. 36-8. Oakwood leads 1 minute 56 seconds left. It's a 28-point lead. We're still not beyond the realm of possible the way Oakwood's played here in third quarter action. We may still get a running clock here.
That's possible. It seems like Oakwood's scoring.
That would be that would keep our running clock streak of broadcasts going at which is currently setting at 4. Not that we encourage that. Timeout on the field. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds off with a 36-8 lead for the Oakwood Comets. Here on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
36-8, the lead for Oakwood. It's at first and 10. For the Comets. Hoopston area, I believe it was Hoopston. Did Hoopston take the timeout, or was it?
I believe it was a Hoopston timeout, yep.
Here's Perez, man of motion, Wallace. Little pitch out on the option. And that is Huechel up to the 19. Pick up a 4.
Almost didn't look like he was going to get anything on that, but he just found a way to inch his way forward, and it turns out to be a 4-yard gain. We'll see if Oakwood gets some of their other skill position people the ball here, or if they're going to stick with their starting horses here.
It was another 3-and-out on that last drive for Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. Oddly, it was the first 3-and-out that we've had here in the second half. We have another timeout. So trying to use them while it still makes sense. Minute 5 left to go here in third quarter action, 36-8. Oakwood leads. Back in 30 seconds on your OSF Game of the Week. Here on Ileana's Best Choice, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Second and 7 play coming up here. Second and 6, excuse me. Maybe the chain gang crew a little off there. Oakwood. Wallace is going to put it up. Oh, and just off the fingertips of Perez, had it right in his hands.
Yeah, Perez was open for a touchdown. So was Nathan Young. They were both just running straight go routes right down the middle of the field. They got behind both of their defenders.
Seven.
That's a little more air under that, and that might be a touchdown.
Seven consecutive receptions or completed passes there by Wallace ends. He had five incompletions in a row earlier in the game, and then it's really bounced back nicely. Third and six. Trips right. Young, the lone receiver on the left. Johnson behind Wallace from the pistol. Wallace is going to roll right. Feel the pressure. Puts it up and is intercepted. That is Cardenas on the interception there. First interception of Wallace on the evening. So now everybody that has thrown a pass this evening has an interception to show for it.
Another play where they're out in the outside of the pocket bootlegging, and that one just is thrown right to Cardenas. That's a pretty easy interception for the young man.
So, first and 10 from the 28. Hutchell, a little flip out to Felix Rivera. He's going to be close to a first down there.
Yeah, shifty little run there for Felix Rivera, number four.
Pickup of 10.
Quick little pitch to the outside.
Did they get 10? They're going to wave him on.
Yeah. See if they run one more play here in the fourth quarter. It looks like they probably will.
This is one of those venues that does not allow us to see how many seconds are on the play clock. So, Georgetown being another one. So, first and 10. Here's Hutchell. And waited too long. Now he's got a shovel pass forward.
That'll be an incomplete pass.
And that will add to his collection of incompletions here. He's got, if you count the interception, there he's got six of them in a row.
Yeah, the passing game's gone stagnant for the Corn Jerkers here, really, since that Cole Miller touchdown. They haven't done too much since then. They have one or two completions since that play.
Second and 10. From the 18 of Oakwood. They send Felix Rivera all the way out to the other side here, and he connects, but at what cost?
I'm going to say incomplete.
He probably went 25 yards. And was only going to reel in if he completed it about 2 to 3 yards on the pass. As he ended up going backwards about 5 yards, and then it was almost a arena football play where you have one of your backs try to gain momentum as they cross the line of scrimmage when that ball is snapped. So third and 10, they got 0.4 seconds left. This will be the final play of the third quarter. They're doing it again. Hutchell's going to go down to the end zone and intended for Hall. No dice there. Through three quarters of play, though, 36 to 8. Oakwood has blown it open. We've got fourth quarter action coming your way in 1 minute on your OSF Game of the Week, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
12 more minutes to play here in regulation, 36-8, Oakwood. And Will, you definitely don't like it whenever I say in regulation, because that alludes to the point that there may be more than regulation. We don't know.
If we got overtime, that would be pretty exciting.
That would be a good comeback from the cord jerkers here as Hutchell throws it away, just feeling the pressure, nobody in the vicinity, and it's all unraveled for him as Oakwood has really put the pressure on him and his backfield tonight.
It doesn't help that Oakwood can create pressure without having to bring a blitz. So, you know, sometimes you see – linebacker blitzing, you can pretty much just go a hot route, throw the ball right to where the blitzer was coming from. But Oakwood hasn't really had to do that today. They can just create that pressure with their defensive front. When they have blitzed, they get in the backfield even quicker. And now Oakwood's got the ball.
First and 10 from the 18.
Kyler Johnson back, just taking it right up the middle.
I think we're going to see Kyler Johnson time here
in the
fourth quarter. I think you just keep feeding it to him and keep that clock rolling. Pickup of 2, he's got 189.
We'll see if Oakwood kind of slows things down. The way they've been scoring on the big plays, they haven't really even had the option to slow it down if they wanted.
Second and 8. The handoff. A good run by Huechel. It's going to be close to a first down.
This is most productive run of the evening. He hasn't had a ton of carries, but that was his best.
Pick up of 7.
Third and 2 here for the Comets.
From the shotgun, a little spin, a handoff. It's Huechel again. Now they'll call it Hutchell over the intercom system.
That's all they know.
That's all they know. So, 34. It's a pickup of 6. And Tyler's got 19 yards on the evening. 9:45 left. All Oakwood, 36-8. Next week we're at Westville. Watseka in town. That'll be 8 days away. Long week ahead for us. Or long off week, I should say. Huckel up to midfield, flag on the play.
It's a huge hole for Huckel to run through there. We'll see if it was aided by a hold.
It was. So that's coming back. Officials have done a pretty good job of trying to stay hands off tonight. There's been just a small handful of penalties, and they've been few and far between.
Yeah, for the most part, it's been a clean game.
Usually the messy parts of the game have been self-inflicted. And the officials doing their best not to rain misery on either one of the teams here tonight. First and 17. A handoff. Forward progress. May have gone back to the line of scrimmage. Huckel.
Yeah, I don't think he gained anything. He didn't lose anything
actually,
either.
They're going to say he lost a couple there.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
I spoke too soon.
Looks like lost a pair of yards. Oakwood taking their sweet time. They are in position to do that.
I can't say I blame them here.
Second, and let's just call it a even 20. They're sitting in Rossville right now. Press in motion. Ball's going to roll out, put it up. Little hook come back for Fury. And he connects back to the original line of scrimmage. So pickup of 10.
Nice play. Nice catch there by Fury. He comes back to the ball. Picks it up right before it hits the grass. Nice acrobatic catch by number 6. So we get to about halfway through the fourth quarter. You wonder, how long do the starters stay in? When do you start maybe trying to get some younger guys some reps? You never know when their numbers are going to be called upon later on in the season.
As many running clocks as we've seen this year, there's going to be some guys that are going to get that. Popped up. Young catches it. Oh! Almost came down with it in spite of the good one-on-one defense there provided by Parker Watson.
Yeah, really nice coverage there by Watson. So the Kornjerger defenders still giving it their all despite the lopsided score here in the fourth quarter.
Fourth and 10.
We have not seen Oakwood punt too many times tonight.
Young is back to punt. There was, yeah, about to say, a few of the third and outs, and this one he kicks into the back of Fury. No, that's Kyler Johnson, as it were.
That went straight up in the air, and it was caught by a corn jerker punt. I think it was Josiah Jones. Yeah, he didn't know what to do once the ball fell in his hands. And
so 35-yard line. Wow. 6:56 left to go here.
Well, the corn jerkers will take over. See if they can get one of their guys a touchdown. Always feels nice to get in the end zone, even if it won't change the outcome.
So first and 10, Hutchell waits the snap. He's going to do a little reverse. Rosiah Jones gets up to 35, ball on the ground. They're saying he was down.
He's got another big hit by Lappin, who's been a stud on defense all night for the Comets. Jones really did take a big hit.
I say he picked up one to 34.
Looks like all.
Radio.com.
Welcome to the UHOS Diagnostics postgame show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHOS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
Welcome to the UHOS Diagnostics postgame show. Your final tonight, 42-14. Oakwood victorious. They move to 4-2. Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac drops to 0-6. Bill Schell will be back in a moment. Chad Baker back with you. And a little tighter game than I think maybe Oakwood really wanted, even though the score at the end doesn't necessarily indicate that. Or the Comets, maybe you have some concerns about maybe the way things went tonight. Definitely did not have the feel of maybe those first couple games. Maybe some of the things that were not going your way here the first last couple of games were starting to creep in. Some of those bad habits, you definitely wanted to get rid of those. But you come away with a victory tonight. You become maybe a little bit unscathed, but then coming up ahead, you've got two teams that you know that you're going to have some battles with, Salt Fork, BHRA, and of course in there you've got a game against Iroquois West, which you're not going to want to take lightly. You'll have that at home next week. That could get you that fifth win, but then other than that, you're going to be fighting and clawing to try to get a win out of one of those other games, maybe the other two. Still not beyond the realm of thought that you could end up 7-2 if you're the Comets, but it's going to be very interesting last trimester of the regular season coming up here, as Will Schell get me working his way back here after donning the Ross's Boss of the Game award, and we'll talk about that here coming up in the post-game show as I'm finishing tying up the final stats. A lot of them to tally here tonight as lots of players got to be ball carriers tonight for each of these squads. A lot of folks trying to make some things happen out there. And a lot of things that were, let's face it, a lot of things that were just kind of trying to be creative. So let's take a look at the stats here. Let's start with the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers, 0-6 here on the season. Zachary Hutchell fighting for his life out there tonight. Did have some nice things that go well for him. 108 yards passing. Did go 5 for 23 passing. Had a touchdown. Had an interception. That one play was a 57-yard touchdown pass to Cole Miller. He also had a 20-yard pass to Rosiah Jones, a 20-yard pass to Cardenas as well, which was one of two passes Cardenas caught. He caught for 28 yards total. Hall had the other reception for 3 yards out there tonight. I'm missing somebody in there because, oh, there we go, and that's why. So the it was actually four receptions for 23 yards or four passes for 23 yards for Hutchell. Try that again. For Hutchell, 4 of 23 passing. Cardenas went 1 for 2 for 3 yards, and he also had an interception as well. You on the ground led by Fernando Rivera, 10 for 63, 10 carries for 63 yards. Cardenas went 10 carries for 10 yards and a touchdown. Felix Rivera, 2 for 11. Rosiah Jones, 5 for 13. Cole Miller, 1 carry for negative 1. Hutchell, 2 for negative 18. We switch over to the Oakwood Comets. Your Ross's Boss of the Week, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss. Alex Wallace was your boss tonight. 12 of 21 passing. And keep in mind, he had 5 incompletions early in this game, 5 consecutive incompletions. After that span, he would only have 4 incompletions the rest away, one of those an interception, mind you. At one time, he was 2 for 7 passing. Ends the night, 12 of 21, 229 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception. Spreading it out nicely. Nathan Young, 5 receptions for 104 yards and a touchdown. Colin Furry, 3 for 78 and a TD. Jathan Perez, 3 for 41. Cale Thomas went 1 reception for 6 yards on that touchdown reception. On the ground, Kyler Johnson definitely worthy of it tonight. And we've gotten to most nights, 13 for 189 yards, 2 touchdowns. He was definitely going to be on his way with those first 3 carries he had, but then slowed down and picked it back up there towards the end. But 2 touchdowns on the ground to help get things going. You had Huechel this time around, 7 carries, 105 yards and a touchdown. You had Perez, 1 carry for 3 yards, Fury, 1 for 1, and Wallace, 2 carries for negative 7 yards on the night tonight. And that is a look at where we are stat-wise here as Will Schell has returned and went down to get some words with our Ross's Boss of the Week here, Alex Wallace, quarterback, who really, there again, I think, you know, if we talk about maybe some of the struggles that Oakwood's had the last couple of weeks here, Will, and trying to find time to get Alex Wallace the time he needs to make some things happen out there. It was really the, it started settling down here in the second half when the line started creating a lot more time for Wallace to make some plays, to spread it out. We saw the run game pick up a little bit more. Kyler Johnson started kind of getting some good runs back. He got that 34-yard touchdown run in there, had a 16-yard run right after that, get things going. Much like whenever they started the game off here tonight, firing on all cylinders. Really, it was that dormant period there after that first drive in the game all the way to the locker room visit. By the time it was said and done, you know, it was still enough in the end. But, you know, if you're Coach Lee, you're definitely wanting to see more of what we saw out of Alex Wallace when he had more time rather than seeing him scrambling around out there.
Yeah, so I talked to both of them after the game. Alex Wallace was very appreciative of his receivers for all the yards after the catch they gave him, but he knew that they had a good game plan going into this, and they just needed to execute it a little better. And Coach Lee kind of echoed those same sentiments with me. Because I asked, you know, the first half they kind of were bogged down. They weren't really doing what it looked like they could have done. And he said, you know, we weren't that far away from being up 3 scores. We just needed to do little tweaks. And that's what they focused on, was just fine-tuning their execution in the second half, and I think we actually saw that. Maybe just holding on that block 1 extra second gives you that little more time to let the downfield block set up, get your receiver the ball in space so they can get you those yak yards, you know. And, well,
and, let's
and
be
that's
mindful,
what happened.
Let's be mindful here. 12-21 passing, 229, 3 touchdowns and an interception. But he was 1 vital yard away from 230 yards passing and a 4th touchdown,
yeah,
with Jathan Perez having the ball basically just popped right out from his underneath his arm at the 1-yard line in a great defensive play by Hoopston. And take nothing away from Hoopston played, even though there's 42 points, there were some good opportune times for Oakwood tonight on offense. Hoopston played a better defensive game than what that scoreboard indicates as well.
I totally agree.
Hoopston had some nice things on defense. And there again, you're going up against a team that does have a significant amount of talent in those skill positions that you don't have. Hoopston's got a lot of nice things out there, too, and we didn't necessarily call their names out enough just because, you know, that's just the nature of calling a game here at the high school level, and you don't get the spotlight shining on you if you're down by a lot of scores here, but you have a situation there where I think Hoopston did some things nice. They're better than probably an 0-6 team, but I don't know how much better just because, you know, there are the fundamental mistakes out there. There are some of the casual mental breakdowns that just pop up at inopportune times. You know, you see a lot of I don't want to necessarily knock them. There's a football maturity as far as IQ goes and as far as putting it together that I think Coach Glass is working on here in this culture. And there again, a program that's missed, you know, that's had three coaches in 5 years. They had some things going on with Matthew Luskus when he was here. He left. Carrick McDonald comes in, you know, keeps the ship upright, so to speak, in spite of the fact that, you know, a lot of the talent was gone. They're going up against some things. They had some injuries, and in a school this size, you know, we talk about it over and over again. You know, when the cupboard's bare, whenever the talent is in other programs, you know, you have a soccer program that's pretty solid here. You have a golf program that's pretty solid here. You've got some of the athletes that, you know, maybe they take fall off in an effort to better their chances with basketball or wrestling, you know, and those programs are pretty solid here. Whatever the case may be, and then of course, you know, with the population being what it is, you know, I mean, the, you know, Illinois is losing population, so if they're up and moving out of the area, you're losing those opportunities. Well, small schools all over the state are in the same boat as what Hoopston is. So, you know, there are definitely some of those elements that play into this as well. And so that's a tough draw. There again, you know, as a coach, you have to be able to make do with what you got. I felt like, you know, the play calling, the playbook, that what we saw tonight, I think it was pretty innovative for what they have out there. I felt it was well suited to their talent out there. I think, you know, there's definitely some more development that needs done there, but I felt that this was, you know, from everything that I'd seen in the stats and not having seen them previous this year, I felt that they were a better team than probably what their record indicates.
Well, yeah, so I was here week two mm-hmm. for that Salt Fork game.
Yeah.
Hoops really looks like they've grown as a football team since my last time
sure.
being here. The game was tighter than the score.
And that was early,
and it was tense.
Only time they were shut out this year.
Yeah, and it was a tense game tonight up until partway through the third quarter.
Yeah.
So I think this program is growing, and they're getting better, and I think it's no fun to go 0-6.
No.
It's just not. It's not fun. You want to win. Everything's more fun when you win. But I do think they're, you know, if you're looking at it from the bird's eye view, there is some growth. The strategies are getting better. It seems like the team's buying into what coach is selling them. And that's really important. That's maybe your first step into building a program, is getting that buy-in, listening to see how when that strategy comes together that you do get results. And I think they saw some today against a good Oakwood team.
I think if you look back at that game film and you look back at that first half, especially after about the first 6 minutes of the first quarter there, so last half of the first quarter through second quarter, I think, you know, there's some really nice things that you're really going to love and that you're going to build confidence with. You know, especially if your team's feeling down about it, I think you go back and you focus on those positive things, those things that kept you in the game, and you think, okay, we hung with a team that started the season off 3-0. That's hanging in there. And let's face it, might be a playoff team before it's said and done here. That's something to definitely hang your hat on. And there again, you know, you want to focus on those building blocks. And I think tonight, you know, at least for, you know, as we mentioned, almost a full half here, this was a team, and definitely into the third quarter, there was a team that hung with a team that was that fundamentally and talent wise was a superior to them, and I felt like that they did have their chances, and they had their chances of having some knockout punches there in the first half, and for whatever reason it just didn't work out. But to say that you had those opportunities, you know, I think there's a lot of teams in an 0-6 situation that don't have those opportunities. We've seen that the last couple of years with Iroquois West, with Georgetown. Those were games where, you know, it was just clear delineation that, okay, these were not teams that were in the situation with the games that we saw to win those games. Tonight, you know, I don't know that we paint Hoopston necessarily with that brush tonight. We will take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with a look at your ServPro Vermilion County schedule for tomorrow. And we'll wrap up from Hoopston in 2 minutes with your UHOS Diagnostics postgame show on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to the UHOS Diagnostics postgame show. If you're having trouble getting out of the lot, call UHOS Diagnostics on the mobile line, 217-260-3339. Get rolling safer than when you came in. You can find them at exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest NAPA heavy-duty truck care center. Find them online at uhosdiagnostics.com to get those appointments set up. One check of our Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard schedule here. This one, a final 42-14 tonight. Oakwood 4-2. Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac 0-6. Tomorrow, you've got BHRA at Watseka. Battle of the Unbeatens, Clifton Central at Westville. You have Iroquois West hosting Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. Salt Fork at Moments. You have Champaign Central at Danville, Newton at Paris, Rantoul at Pontiac, Sullivan at Tri-County. Unity is at Prairie Central, Illinois Valley Central at PBL. St. Joe Ogden hosting Monticello, that should be a good one. Argentina Orient is at Villa Grove Saturday. Milford Sista Park hosting Meridian for eight-man football action. Next week we will be back on Friday night. It will be down at Westville, Watseka and Westville for your 6:30 p.m. State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show, 7 p.m. kickoff for your OSF game of the week. The Westville Tigers, depending on where they're at after tomorrow night, they may be playing for win number 7 and may solidify their conference crown next week by that point in time. Watseka, of course, playing for pride right now and looking to knock off the Tigers here. And that game's been a little more competitive here in recent years. So we'll see how that shakes out coming up 8 days from now. Of course, don't forget Saturday Sports Connection coming your way this Saturday morning, 9:06. Join me and Coach for the week that was, the week that will be, in area sports courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County as our presenting sponsor there. Final thoughts on this one, Will?
Great bounce back win for Oakwood. I think after they kind of settled down at the second half, you got to see why their star players were their star players. Kyler Johnson with some big runs, Alex Wallace with some clean passing, some big plays really carried them. there in that second half, and I think they are trending up and hopeful to be a playoff team.
That they are. And there again, if you're Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, now you go into a really rough patch of your schedule here, and a couple of beatings, like I said, coming up around the corner here. Teams are currently unbeaten. One of them will likely still be unbeaten by that time that you've played them. And then you wrap up the season with Watseka, which there again, that actually might be a better game than what we anticipated this time. It'd be nice to have the entire conference have a game, or have a top to bottom, have a team that has won at least a game on the season. We haven't seen that in many years here. If we can get everybody with at least a victory in the column here this year, that would be nice. That may be their best shot opportunity for that coming up in week 9. But there again, I think they built some nice things tonight. Wasn't in the cards for them. And then Oakwood there again. I mean, maybe right the ship here, get back in the right direction here before a tough stretch of their schedule here. Before they head towards the possibility of postseason there. So that's it here from Hoopston, the final Oakwood 42, Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac 14. For Brendan Easter back at the station, thanks for getting us on this evening. For Will Schell, Chad Baker wishing you good night from Hoopston.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa heavy-duty truck care center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.